are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
He's trying to get to a place where he can charge his phone. But yes, we had in the previous hour there, we had Walter X. And I'm going to be reaching out. And Melvin, feel free for yourself to be reaching out to and get community leaders on the show, because we have to know who our leaders are. We need to know who our community organizers are, because our past leaders have
in these troubled times.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a lot of good individuals in the communities here. You know, people are not afraid anymore. This protest and everything that's been going on, from the COVID to where we're at now, it's kind of emboldened people. People that be in their rooms and play video games hours on end are out there marching in the streets, man. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of good community leaders out there. They got a lot of good things to say. They got, you know, they're in tune with the vibe of the street. They know, you know, the people and what they're going through. Like, through my residential homeless shelter, Laura's Shelter House in Worcester, Massachusetts, I talk to a lot of the community leaders out there. They call me up, usually looking for placement for individuals that they're representing. I got a call this morning from a woman that represents a mental health shelter. We're in the process now renovating our residential homeless shelter, and I mean, it's a small shelter. We only have 8 furnished rooms, but that's 8 less, well, 16 less people that's out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get it done, man. Boots on the ground. But yeah, I will definitely reach out. And, I listened to their previous show, a portion of it, because I was trying to save my battery until I get to this charging station. And the brother that you had on, so he's affiliated with the Nation of Islam?
I do believe so, yes.
All right, that's fine. They've been in movement. They've been out there for the betterment of the oppressed for years now. I know a lot of people are at odds with Mr. Farrakhan and some of the statements that he's made. But
and that's going to happen because people don't like hearing the truth. People are at odds with me because I'm not one of these peace-loving hippies that wants to put a flower in the police officer's barrel of a police officer's gun. No, that's not
before
me.
No, I'm not putting a gun in my
face.
Any.
I'm gonna put a gun in their face.
Yeah, it's hard, buddy. You know, but you know, you got organizations like New Black Panther Party, Nation of Islam, and you know, I know there's a lot of people that's hearing my voice right now that feel that these radical organizations, well, they're radical in their minds. You know, President Trump just designated ANIFA as a domestic terrorist organization, but there were people on the phone and social media that was saying, why hasn't he designated the Ku Klux Klan one of those domestic terrorist organizations? Well, I don't know. You know, it is what it is. I mean, if you're going to say the Ku Klux Klan is a domestic terrorist organization, even though they are.
Yeah, they are. Well, and what's funny about that is COINTELPRO has been done on the Ku Klux Klan. And once that was done, and it was found out that both of the Ku Klux Klan were judges, lawyers, cops, the feds couldn't really do anything about it, except for join up themselves.
I'm here.
So, you know, this is a terrible state we're all in right now. This is terrible. We all need to stand up. We all need to be able to meet accusation with accusation. We all need to be able to meet.
You know, we have common ground now.
With citation, we need to be able to meet force with force. We need to be able to meet violence with violence. Okay.
I agree with you.
I had the NSA come down with every program they got. Guess what? I mirrored what they do. Instead of... I'm a thief right now. All right. You know, for example... NSA came down me hard. Came down me hard. For what reason? I don't know. Maybe because I was enjoying my freedom. And, you know, these suckers wanted to get all of my personal business. Guess what? I got all of their personal business. They got data mined. Okay? They want to be... crafty. My personal activities. Well, I harass them about their personal activities. Their professional activities. And it's they want to be covert. I'm going at the game overt. I'm mirroring everything they're doing, and right now they can't figure out what the hell to do with me. Normally, when somebody's faced with CIA or NSA or whoever, you know, these criminal organizations, state-sponsored criminal organizations, these terrorist groups, they don't know what to do. No, what you do is you match what they do. They got dirt on you, you get dirt on them. That's with anybody. Don't be intimidated. And most definitely do not, under any circumstances, compromise your freedom while doing it. Do things legally. And do not compromise your freedom just so that you can not be harassed. Because that's what this a lot of this harassment programming is. Oh, well, if you don't want to comply to what we want you to do, well, we'll hack computers, or we'll use voice-to-skull technology on you, or we'll send CPS to steal your children. Say that you're abusing your children. There's a lot of blackmail going on covertly behind the scenes, people. And for those of you listening, some of you are some of these blackmailed people. And you know you can't say anything because you look crazy. That's how the program was designed. That's how it was designed. There's a class of people out there that are mental slaves right now because they've been duped and blackmailed into a position where they can't do anything. They know they don't have the resources if they say something, they can protect themselves or fight back. Now, it was because of my sheer intellect that I pulled myself up out of that position, being harassed by the NSA. Please! I got you. I'm above your heads. They're just now starting to realize what they're messing with. I'm a couple steps above your head like a pharmacist. And they don't even realize it right now. So, I mean, that's just... All right. I don't want to go on ranting. Let's take a caller. All right, because I always get hot when I take on the subject, when I speak about this. These terrorists. Let's go to Mark, Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Good to hear you. I was hoping the guest would have stayed on. Because you've got to do the people have got to do their history. The anti-federalists pointed it out that the merchants are the ones that make the rules. The merchants are the ones that made the Constitution, and the Constitution was a charter of slavery for every man and woman on the face of the earth that they could bring into it. Lysander Spooner speaks about it. Everybody should have in their back pocket a writ of habeas corpus. There's a gentleman named Hal Anthony. He does a show, Behind the Woodshed. If you YouTube him, Hal Anthony, Behind the Woodshed, for this first half of the year, he's been going over how to hold them accountable. And the gentleman pointed out, and Farrakhan's pointed it out, that they never take them on. And it's the judiciary, the attorneys and the lawyers that allow the politicians and the police to do what they do. We got a South Florida whole police department getting ready to be indicted for laundering drug money. For actually being the launderers of the drug money and filling their pockets. The whole police department. I forget the name of the town off the top of my head.
Whole police department.
Yes. So the corruption is the government. Trump, the terrorist organization is called a Democratic Party and the Republican Party.
I mean, now, I want you to say that for me one more time. You hit it right on the head. Say it for me one more time.
The terrorist organizations in the United States is the Democratic Party and the Republican Party.
Before you said that, the government is the corruption.
It is. It is the whole system. And now, you'll get gentlemen... Like the your guest said, where they caved in, the Jesse Jacksons and I can't think of the names real fast, but they've sold out because they make money out of chaos. I mean, in times of peace and harmony, a lawyer will go broke and starve to death. But if they can make chaos, they'll make millions of dollars, and that's what we're seeing. They're inflicting chaos on us. They want these people to protest. They want them to burn and tear up things because the bankers get new loans to charge exorbitant amounts of interest to make more money off the deal. That's all it is. It's all about the merchants making more money. And that's why we're on lockdown. Wall Street. How does Wall Street keep making more money when the whole country's locked down? How does Disney stock price go up when their theme parks are closed?
Well, I read that the Federal Reserve is giving $1 billion a week to the banks as a bailout.
Are we doing this bailout crap again?
Yep. They're going to start doing like a week or a trillion of... they're talking crazy numbers, but it is what it is.
And remember, the bench, the judge sits on a bench. Well, the real name of the bench is the bank, BANC. It's all about the bank. And the attorneys are in on it. The attorneys are stealing the old people in nursing homes that are under some care by the state's attorneys to manage their accounts, and they're being robbed, raped, and pillaged.
Yes, that's elderly foster care that they're doing. Yeah, they take their assets, their bank accounts, their homes, and they use all of that to pay for the placement in the residential care facilities. And these people, a lot of times, because they're elderly and, you know, they might be, I'm not going to say deficient mentally, but, you know, they have issues, as, you know, some elderly people do. I'm elderly. I have issues. So, but, yeah, it's not right. They've worked their entire lives and they've accumulated, you know, these things. They have their homes and their, you know, their IRAs, and they have, you know, their money. And then they come into some kind of, medical difficulty, and they can no longer care for themselves in their homes, can't walk up and down the stairs. And they find themselves in these residential facilities, and they latch onto them like leeches, and they just suck them dry. And it's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, they put a state trustee in charge to make sure everything's all well and taken care of, and they're being robbed blind.
For appearances' sake, the state trustee. You know, somebody told me a long time ago, what do you call 100 lawyers chained to the bottom of the ocean? A good start. Oh, these lawyers, you know, no, they just, like, rob these people. And, like, I had a lawyer sign his signature to a mortgage, put it on my home, unbeknownst to me, and then attempted to foreclose with a fraudulent mortgage that he signed my name to, that he filed with the Registry of Deeds, made it a legal document, filed it. It's a federal crime now because he filed it. And then he attempted to foreclose on me with this fraudulent document. I stopped him in Superior Court, but when I called up the district attorney's office and, we've been watching him for a long time. We're waiting for him to screw up. Well, he just did.
Whoa, Melvin, this is good news.
Yeah, no, but I called the FBI. I called the attorney general, district attorney. He was the past president of the Bar Association, James Maloney, here in Massachusetts. And, but, you know, I look up the statute of limitations on it. Anything with a deed or that's a notarized document like that they file, you get 20 years on that. So I still got time to go after this fool. But, you know, it's just the corruption, you know. I mean, I'm half cognizant, and I realize what he did. I know it was a crime, and everyone else knows it was a crime. But what about someone that's elderly and, you know, they might be, you know, going through dementia or this or that, you know? They're completely at an attorney's mercy. If he can do it to me, he's done it before. You know, and he's still practicing law.
I would call him out big time.
I went by his house. When he saw me outside, I seen a brown stain kind of like, you know, coming out of his pants. Like he was, and, you know, I smelled something. I was like, no, but I wasn't there for that reason. I just wanted to get his address because that's what they needed when I put the complaint in on him. But it went nowhere. You can call the Massachusetts bar advocates, the bar overseers. They're supposed to regulate the conduct of attorneys. But that's like calling the police department and putting on a complaint against a cop. They're looking out for each other, you know? Right. And, you know, it's just the corruption, you know? It's so... And, I mean, Worcester, Massachusetts, it's not a really small town. It's not Mayberry with Barney Fife and all that, but it's, you know, it's not a big city like New York, but it's the second largest city in New England out of 5 states. But the corruption that's here is unprecedented. And these individuals, it's a good old boy network. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's not who you know, it's who you blow. And these guys get away with murder, you know, and they just do whatever they want to do. A friend of mine's, he had a beautiful house that his grandfather built. And they wanted to put a road in, because access road that was coming down. They said, well, you know, his house is in the way. So they went in there, and all of a sudden he started having problems with his septic tank. Did they clog it up or do whatever they had to do? But when he tried to get resources to correct the problem, he couldn't do it. So they foreclosed on him. Well, not foreclosed. They did a the code violation. They came in, and it's just...
It's on the station.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in housing court dealing with my issues, we had a 92-year-old woman that came in there, and because her roof leaked, and she said, I don't have the money to repair the roof, but the code department, the Worcester, Massachusetts code department, came in, took this lady's house, put her out. She said, I am 90-something years old. You're going to make me homeless. Take my home that I've lived in for over 50 years. My husband, you know, he died. He's a World War II veteran. He's dead. But they took her home, put her out, made her homeless because she could not repair the roof. That type of overreach from the government and governmental agencies is unacceptable. Unacceptable. You know, right now with go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, and the people that are complaining are wearing masks because of a COVID virus lie by order of the government has shut them down and ordered them to wear a mask. So the ignorant government, the people are going to the ignorant liars and thieves and try to get redress, and it's just ain't, they won't get it. But thanks for letting me in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Melvin. Can we go after this guy?
Yeah. Yeah,
I want to do it publicly on the show. Can we make a thing out of it?
Oh, lovely. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, I'll send you a picture of him. He's the past president of the Massachusetts Bar Association, James A. Maloney. Okay? And he was working with this corporation here in Worcester called Kineticorp. Now, Kineticorp is run by another dude, Michael Miller, who's another crook. And so, he, of course, you know, he doesn't need a criminal lawyer. He needs a lawyer that's a criminal. So he got Mr. Maloney. Yeah, it's fact.
Criminal justice.
Yes, sir. When you go in there looking for justice, you know what you see? Just us. The poor. It ain't right.
Well, I'll tell you what, something you said there earlier, it's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Yes.
And I've seen so many InfraGuard, so many feds around me rubbernecking. You know?
Really?
And it's like, oh yeah, over my career of doing this?
Wait a minute, you're in Poland. If you see feds, that's the CIA, bro.
No. I said I've seen. In my career, no, I mean, before I got here.
If they shadowed you over there, bro, take the best in the Glock.
No. People, if there's any authority, something like that, if I need to go and take care of something, you know, government, you know, paperwork wise, things like that. You know, I'll get a group of them now that'll group up together and watch the entire time. And it's something I do. I will act a fool. I will yell at a clerk.
No,
I will.
Not you.
And see if they want to do something. They typically scatter like cockroaches. Very emasculated.
It's squeaky oil. Squeaky wheel against the oil.
These people are not very confrontational. For the ones that were, yeah, I cussed them the hell out. But no, I just I'm not an asshole. Trust me, I'm not. But I like to test. I like to test the system. I like to give it a benchmark test and see what they can handle. But no, I'm talking about. When I was in the U.S., you know, a lot of rubbernecking, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, these people want to blow everybody but me. You know, I mean, what's wrong? They don't want none of this. Am I dirty? They don't want none of this dirty long. Like, what's going on here? Did you know I'm smarter than they are, which by direct translation means I'm more powerful than they are. I got all the dirt on them.
If God is with you, who can be against you? But you know what? Bro, you're one of our leaders, man. And this country, you know, I mean, I love America. God bless it. But it has a history of trying to take out our leaders, mm-hmm. especially the ones that have been sent to us in time of need and time of turmoil. You know, we're going through a hard time right now. This scenario, I mean, being like going from the corona right to the riots, I mean, it's really not something that I feel that America can't handle, because we're a tough stock. We're a tough breed. We've gone through a lot of stuff in 200 years, and we're still standing strong. We're still trying to stand up for our ideals. We're trying to still be like the beacon of liberty and freedom for the world. You know, we have our rhetoric, but sometimes, you know, you got to read between the lines. It's not always like as it seems. A lot of places, a lot of people say, you know, America is like the best thing going on right now. But after my, you know, few conversations with you and Rob, and you guys are in Europe and you've traveled, the traveling that I've done when I was in the military was in the Middle East, not the Middle East. I was in Southeast Asia. I was in Japan, Korea. So, you know, I haven't made it to Europe yet. But, you know, you guys have said on multiple occasions how, you know, we Americans feel that we have all these freedoms and it's so great, you know, over here, but we don't really know until we step outside our comfort zone and see how the rest of the world lives. And that's what I'm looking to do. I'm trying to get over there to Europe.
Listen. It has felt like every day like a vacation. I've been on a three and a half year vacation.
Wow. I'm so jealous.
I will not return to the United States unless I have someone there with a gun ready to put in my possession, and maybe a bodyguard or two.
Wow. Hey, bro. You know, when it gets
that's the contrast. That's the contrast. I would feel like I'm going deep in the hood in Queens or Harlem. To a crack house.
The boogie down.
That's what it would feel like if I went back to the U.S. If I were going to a crack house.
I don't know. There's a lot of good people here in America, man, and there's a lot of people that love you here. They hear your broadcast. They know. We know what you're all about, and you're trying to bring knowledge to, you know, the ignorant, and you're trying to, you know, shine a bright light in those dark places. A lot of people know what you're doing. They got mad respect for you. It's just the fools that don't want that knowledge disseminated. They don't want people to wake up. They want us walking around like we're, you know, the living dead, you know, zombies. You know, that's what I was saying about this corona thing. I was like, what the hell good is the coronavirus and no zombies? I want to see some zombies.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
but no, I don't care what these people, what these psychopathic flesh bots want. That's not my concern. They still haven't figured that out. That's what they want is irrelevant. What is relevant? What is of importance is that I am somebody who is. If things kick off next week, guys, I can't tell you what it is, but let's just say I'm going to be beta testing something, and I'm going to be at the driver spot, and I'm going to be in a position to do
you are
things.
Tuned in to
we're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All right. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. The commercial break kind of snuck up on us there. Didn't get to hear the music. But as I was saying before we got interrupted by the break, you know, I don't care what these feds think. I really don't. I'm going to be in a position. Okay, now they've censored the hell out of us on Facebook. My documentaries collectively have gotten around about 100,000 views. That's you know, I think actually around about 80,000, maybe 90,000.
Nice.
That's a lot of people. That's a few small towns. I'm going to be in a position where I'm not going to be censored. I'm going to be in a position where I have a chunk of the internet myself, and that 100,000 views is going to turn into 100 million views.
Nice.
Now, feds...
When are you coming out with another documentary, DFB?
Hold on.
All right.
But just a message to the feds here. I don't care about your prohibition. You can go straight to hell with that. I'll smoke what I want to smoke. I'll drink what I want to drink. You can go straight. You don't like it? You can go straight to hell. I'm preparing the path for you right now. The lowest pit of hell, also, so you can suck a few demon dicks on the way down.
Damn. Get 'em. I hear you, bro. You know, I know they've been.
And answer your question, Melvin. Yes, there are more documentaries coming. The last documentary I did talked about the main problem, the covert aspect of the chemtrails, the nano. Why the government wants nano particulates clouding up our brains. I explained that in the documentary. The next documentary I'm going to be doing is the Facebook censorship documentary, since we have every
nice. Mess that Facebook expose. Content. Yes.
The Facebook expose. I'm doing a documentary with the writer of The Matrix, the real writer. After that, I'm going to be doing a documentary on the solution, how to essentially nullify the government's covert technology.
How well, you to know you're not going to get a Christmas card from them this year. You know that, right?
The most important documentary I'm going to do is show people how they can shield themselves from the covert technology, the 5G, the scalar waves, the everything, how they can shield themselves. And I'm hoping to get a few doctors on board to show people how to detoxify from the aluminum. Because the government is doing everything possible to clean our minds up with aluminum. Our babies, straight out the womb. They want to hit them with vaccines.
Yes.
Aluminum animal cell cocktail. Because they want to control your mind and regress you into an animal slave. Yes. People.
Facts. You know, I was on the bus today. I take public transportation. And I was talking to this guy. He says, you know, I was on the bus the other day. I seen this teenager. He couldn't have been no more than 13 years old. And he came on the bus, young man. And, you know, his pants, you know how they wear their pants down like they do? So, but the guy had a thong on. I'm like, are you kidding me? Wait a minute now. I mean, I can understand, you know, the guys with the boxers, because that's like a jail mentality thing, and they used to do it. I even got a page I started, Kiss My Ass. And the guy has his pants pulled down, and little kids, they're in the McDonald's or something, and the kid's saying, I learned how to pull my pants up when I was 5 years old. But it was, I don't know. So I throw stuff in there on this page, kiss my ass. But anyway, but, you know, the dude with the boxes, okay, you know, I mean, I ain't trying to see that, but with a thong, I'd be like, come on. You need to pull them off. You need to pull them up. Pull them up. You know, but it's all about the government's trying to confuse our young people into being asexual or, you know, no sexual orientation. So in a way limit reproductive, you know, ability of the youth.
Well, yeah. And we're
then nullifying, like,
because
they're trying to nullify sexual orientation. It's one of the best.
They want children to be able to say, oh, I want a sex change, and so they can become freaky and be able to be with them. Okay, these politicians are getting bored, okay? These rich elitists are bored. They want something new. What new thing can you do? Oh, well, they've already been with a tranny. Well, I'm a pedophile. How about a very young tranny? They want something new.
But how can they find entertainment and pleasure off of our suffering and misery? What is wrong with these individuals, man?
That's what they are. That's what they are.
Reptilians. You know, there's some people that feel that this planet has been populated by, you know, a species from another planet. And, I mean, I read it all, I listen to it all, you know, and I take it all with a grain of salt. And, you know, normally, if I don't see it or touch it or taste it, I don't believe it. I mean, I haven't seen or anything like that as far as God goes. I believe in God. He doesn't have to come down and prove his existence to me. It's just pure on faith. But with the alien thing, they say that these reptilians are in positions of power, and they have the power to alter their appearance to make themselves look just like you and I. And it just took me back to an old program that used to be on TV years ago. The only way you can see these guys is with sunglasses on, especially sort of sunglasses that you can see the reptilians for who they were, you know? And I mean, it seems like everything that man can come up with in his imagination.
Well, okay. Melvin.
Yes.
The whole reptilian thing. And the elitists laugh about this, and so do I. The real information here, because people take things so literally, it's an allegory here. They are reptilians because, okay, we have what's called the triune brain. We have the neocortex, below that, we have the cortex, below that, we have the reptilian brain. We had to evolve as a species into, we had to evolve into what we are today. We gained these new layers of brain, the more complex we became. Now, You're the person whom is the reptilian. They operate off of their first brain. That's the highest level of that brain rules.
But bro, I read in the newspaper England, she can transform into a reptilian, and like when she don't have her thing on, they've seen her as I don't know.
Melvin. No, I'm trying to explain to you. That is the transformation. They are reptilian, but they can act like humans, even though they're not human. The other parts of the brains that they're supposed to use, the cortex, the neocortex, there's very little activity there. At least what activity responds to emotion. They don't have sympathy. They are ruled by the primal brain, which is the reptilian brain. That's why a politician can lie to you to your face, and not feel anything about it. That's why a cop can hold down a pregnant woman and beat her to an abortion, and not feel anything about it. This is why. You know, this is why they are reptilian. They're reptiloids.
I got you.
Because of they are ruled by the primal brain.
Well,
they know is what pleases them.
I think it's interesting because, you know, a reptile. Now, I was a biology major when I was in college. I was a pre-med student, and so I know reptiles are basically cold-blooded creatures. Their body temperature can it goes and regulates according to the outside temperature around it. Now, we as human beings are mammals, and you know, we're basically warm-blooded individuals and species. But the reptilians, they go by however the weather is outside. So you can be as cold as ice if it's cold out, or you can be as hot as fire if it's hot out. But they're just reacting to the outside stimulus, the outside, you know, external conditions. The warmth that we have as human beings comes from within. Compassion, right, and caring, you know, like you said, that's another part of our brains that we use, and certain individuals are not able to access that, and that's understandable. I know, I've seen evil. Not to say that every reptile is evil, because I had a pet salamander that I thought was just great. But I don't know. You know?
What was his name?
Maury. Maury salamander. It is, though, bro. You know, it's like You know, me, I won't even step on a bug, man. If I'm walking down the street, like if it's raining outside, you know how the worms come out when it rains? And, you know, if I'm walking casually and I look down and see a worm, and even though I might have to, like, alter my step or the swerve not to step on that worm, I'll do it. Because why, you know? Now, I mean, I'll kill a fly and mosquito or, you know, a spider in my house, but I'm not just going to just go stomping on every worm I see as I'm walking down the street, man. I seen this video on Facebook with these, it had to be teenagers, right?
The kitten
couldn't have been no more than 3 weeks old. And one guy was recording it. This dude stomped on the back of the kitten, like from his mid spine down. And the kitten is crying and he stomped on it again and stomped on it again. The kitten is crawling with his two front legs as this guy is stomping it. And he's like, meow, meow. You know, and I know, from my readings that people that abuse animals like that usually turn out to be serial killers.
Yes.
So, yes. But just to have no compassion
or politicians,
none.
they turn out to be serial killers or politicians or cops. that's what they don't tell you.
Really?
That's what they will not tell you. That piece of information. So, yes, the reptilian brain is predatorial.
Predatorial. Really?
They need prey nonstop. They need prey. That's why they will prey on you. That's why they will prey on your children. This is why they want to take your property. They're territorial. So long as we have these reptilian brain people in positions of authority or power, we are going to have hell. We're not going to have a nice life.
They've been designated their time slot. They've had their reign.
It's about to be over.
They've had their little run. Their run is over. It's over. Now it's time for the common man to stand up, stand together, and let's turn this thing around.
Real man to stand up.
Yes.
Will the real man please stand up? Please stand up.
You know what? You got to stand up for something or you'll fall for anything. You know, people need to get their minds right. If these are the last days, how would you want your epitaph written? Well, he went, you know, silently, like a thief in the night. Or... he went out with a bang. You know, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And most people in America right now, we're on our knees with our heads bowed, waiting for them to just like take a sword and chop our heads off. But that's not what America is all about. That's not what Americans, not just Americans, but the human species is not about that. We don't just go quietly into the night. You know, we go out with a bang. We see injustice. We confront it. If you see someone holding up a baby by one leg and swinging them around, I don't care if that kid is black, white. I don't care if you're young or old. You're going to find some sort of, anger or, you know, something about is going to stir inside of you when an innocent is the... you know, the welfare of an innocent is being threatened. Well, there's millions of innocents being threatened every day. And people are now just starting to wake up to that reality. And there's not much one person can do. Well, one person can change the world. Jesus did it. Muhammad did it. Martin Luther King did it. So one man can change the world. Be that one person and stand up for what you believe in, what you know in your heart of heart is right. Is right. Each one of us is, we've been gifted at birth with what they call a moral compass. This compass always points towards good, just like the regular compass always points towards north. And even though you know that what you're about to do is not the right thing to do, your compass is still pointing towards what's the right thing to do. But instead of going north, you're going to go south or east or west. Totally just disregarded that. That's a choice. We were all you know, endowed with the ability to, you know, free choice. You know, I like to say that sometimes my angels whisper to me. You know, these thoughts that, you know, pop into your head randomly, like when you just, you're not even thinking about nothing, or, you know, you don't got a plan or anything like that, and just all of a sudden you just get a thought in your head, oh, that's a good idea, I'm going to go with that.
Be careful with that.
I know. Angels, so do demons.
Well, I so do the government. Idle brain.
Better.
Workshop.
Facts. So, folks, yeah. When you hear those little voices in your head, folks, that's not necessarily, you know, God talking to you. God don't talk to me. But it could be the government, because they have this technology now that they can put thoughts, suggestions, and ideas in your head. And just because it popped in your head and you say, well, you know, this has to be a good idea because I thought it. No, it's not. That could be an idea somebody planted in your head.
Absolutely.
Their objective is to reduce the world population by 3 billion people by war, disease, and starvation. And if they got to drive a couple of 100,000 crazy to accomplish everything else, they'll do it. Keep your third eye open, folks. We're living in very, very troubling times. But we're overcoming.
Keep that third eye open and view as much as you can view. Learn. Educate yourselves, people. That's all we're asking.
Yes, find the topics that relate
to your specific. Educate and activate. We're coming up with all kinds of new slogans on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you gotta get some T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Yes.
But all we really want is that those that are in the sound of our voices to take the proactive steps to do what you have to do to make your life better and the lives of the people that you care about better. Because that will just start, it'd be like a ripple effect. You'll throw, like throwing a pebble in a pond. The ripples, they spread out in all directions at once. And there's multiple ripples. Sometimes just something as simple as saying good morning to someone when you're walking down the street, or hello with a smiling face, can turn that person's whole day around. But it's not really all about the other person, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. So you have to take care of yourself, America, one person at a time. Look out for yourself. So sometimes you just have to be a little bit selfish. Care about yourself, because be damn sure the government don't care about you whatsoever.
They do not. And I want to continue on to this reptilian explanation.
Oh, yes, please do.
Now, you have... Listen, guys. Your money is green, right? Why is your money green?
Because reptilians are green. That's jokes. That's jokes.
Well, it's a clue. Now, you have the one eye on there, and I allude to people, you know, awaken your third eye. We have three eyes, and the three eyes also represent the three brains, three cortexes. Now, you have the one eye inside of the pyramid there, okay, which is representing who your master truly is. And that one eye is representing the reptilian brain, the first brain. Okay? Now, really? That triangle is inside of another circle on your dollar bill, which is showing you that it's the one eye showing you the illusion that they have all three brains, but they're still only controlled by the one brain. They're telling you it's an illusion. They're telling you they're third dimensional, and not, they're one dimensional. It's an illusion.
That's deep, bro. That's deep. Yo, you need to write a book, man. Self-publish it. No, I'll buy it. I'll promote it. No, you need to write this, need to put this down, man, for posterity, man.
In a few years, I plan on having someone help me with the autobiography.
Okay.
We'll do an audiobook. Yes, yes.
So we're going to have Denzel play you, hey, in the movie.
I don't know. He might be too old by then.
yeah, true that.
I don't know. Who's the kid that plays, he's the new scoundrel in the Star Wars movies these days. He kind of looks like Denzel.
Really? I haven't been up on that.
I think that's why he got the part. Because they need, Hollywood likes to do this thing where they get lookalikes. Yeah, oh, this one actor is popular, and then they come across another actor that looks just like him, and they try to replace him.
I see. Yeah, true that. Yeah, it's facts.
Yeah. So Hollywood does that.
I had an opportunity to be in the movie New Jack City. I don't know how many of you have heard of that movie. It's iconic. Ice-T and, Wesley Snipes. And I went down for they had it in the theater in New York City. They were doing an open casting call for it. So I went down there, and it's a long line. I made it up to the tables. Oh, yeah, we'll use you in the courtroom scene. We'll use you in the wedding scene. And we need two little girls. I got two daughters. You put them in there. And so when they called back to show up at, you know, for the shoot. And so when I called in, the lady that answered the phone, she was just like, you know, just rude, belligerent. She gave me the wrong date to show up, man. And I showed up on the day with my suit and tie on, thinking I'm going to be in the courtroom scene. And it was nobody there. But as I'm walking away from the church, because that was where they did the scene with the two little girls with the wedding, where the two little girls got shot.
Yes.
And then I seen the who's the brother that played the cop? Van Peebles' son.
Yes.
Mario. Mario Van Peebles.
Yes.
I see Mario Van Peebles walking with the director of the movie. They were walking down the street, and they stopped and looked at me. Now, I'm about 20 feet away, right? And, I mean, this was one of those moments where you say, you know, you go for it or you don't. And I should have just went over there and said they gave me the wrong date. I'm here for this, that. And I would have been right there, even if I would have just got to shake the man's hand. But, you know, I turned around and walked away, man. I mean, like, I know. I screwed up.
Well, maybe I'll get you in a document or something.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, B.
Guys, yes. I want to thank you for listening to the after show. We'll be back next week.
All right, bro. God bless.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.